This is Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
Anthony Fucili, Rutgers sideline reporter. Talk a little Rutgers here.
If their offensive line plays well, they have a legitimate chance to be in football games. In week one, their offensive line really played well. And that's why that was a pretty close game against Washington. Although they made a mistake on special teams that kind of blew the game open. This season in Michigan, their offensive line was poor. It took a step back. And even though they had a chance to win the game several times, actually, their offensive line just did not move people around enough to get that running game going. And for Rutgers to be successful, they've got to have Gus Edwards, the senior transfer out of Miami, and Robert Martin, be productive. That's going to be the key to what they want to do with play action, is to get that running game going.
Live from the Nissan of Omaha studio, Game Time with Nick Baugh.
Nebraska needs to get off to a fast start. But maybe more importantly, they need to avoid the back-breaking, momentum-shifting play, which is either a turnover or a huge play from the opponent offensively. And I think because of the confidence dynamic on both sides, Nebraska probably a little bit wobbly in that department, and Rutgers probably feels pretty good, but deep down inside, that confidence is extremely artificial and fickle. I think because of that, and combined with the crowd being almost collectively walking into this thing with their arms crossed, thinking, all right, what type of drama nonsense will this be today? To avoid the murmurs and the boos, Nebraska either needs a fast start or, at the very least, avoid the big back-breaking, momentum-shifting play early in the game.
Only on 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, and the 1620 The Zone app.
Kevin Kugler.
There are major, major issues with Nebraska football, and when you look at where they are right now, somebody's going to lose their job over this. I don't know who that somebody is going to be. Somebody's going to resign. Somebody's going to step aside. Somebody's going to be reassigned. You don't have this kind of start, and especially if it goes down this road and continues down this road, you don't have this kind of season without heads rolling at an athletic director position or below. I'm not suggesting that anybody has done anything or should do anything, but I just, look, you know the college landscape. You'll get 6 years or 7 years or 8 years to build a program. At big-time programs or ones that think they're big-time, you get 3 years.
You're listening to Game Time with Nick Baugh.
Field guys coming. Well, here we go. 1 o'clock hour. And here we go is certainly a fitting way to begin. If you are driving, I'd say maybe pull over. And if you are standing, I'd say sit down. Because according to the Lincoln Journal Star, a story that is just broke, I'm talking 1 minute ago, Sean Eichhorst has been fired as Nebraska's athletic director per Chancellor Ronnie Green. This just literally got tweeted out moments ago. This coming off the heels of Chancellor Ronnie Green talking about how there needs to be some better results, and obviously coming off the heels of the Northern Illinois loss. Holy cow. I would say the timing of this situation is incredible. You would assume, I would have assumed that if a change like this was going to be made, that it was going to be made earlier on in the week, but it has been made now. And this is one of those things that you feel like could set forth a domino effect of decisions that could totally shake up the landscape of Nebraska athletics, in particular Nebraska football. Unbelievable. You do feel like whenever you're firing an athletic director, though, whenever you were going to fire an athletic director, and if you're just joining us, it has just been announced, breaking, according to the Lincoln Journal Star, that Sean Eichhorst has been fired. Whenever you are, and it's coming from Ronnie Green. I mean, so this isn't one of those things where what's your source? It's coming from Ronnie Green. Whenever you are firing a athletic director, you got to get your ducks in a row. It's not one of the, you know what I mean? Like when you're making big, giant decisions of this magnitude, first of all, you got to get in a room full of really powerful people and decide what course you really want to go down. And then obviously you got to get a plan in place for who's leading the charge in the meantime. But wow, wow, wow. 402-951-1620. Sean Eichhorst has been let go. Here is the statement from Chancellor Ronnie Green. Says, quote, Sean has led Nebraska athletics in many positive ways, but those efforts have not translated into on-field performance. Our fans and our student-athletes deserve leadership that drives the highest level of competitiveness as well as excellence across all facets of Husker athletics. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Goes on to say, I want to sincerely thank Sean for his dedication and care for our student athletes and for his commitment to their success here at Nebraska and in life. He has positively influenced countless lives here at the university. I wish him and his family the very best going forward. Now, here is a statement from Sean Eichhorst after his announcement that he has been fired. While I'm deeply disappointed in the decision today, I am grateful for the wonderful years that my family and I have spent at Nebraska. I am proud of how our student athletes, coaches, and staff represented this great university and state, and I am confident that the future is bright for Nebraska athletics. The search, obviously, now for a new athletic director will begin immediately, and according to the release, the university expects to appoint an interim athletic director to oversee day-to-day operations of Nebraska athletics until a new permanent director of athletics begin. Ronnie Green will hold media availability at 2:30 today, so in 90 minutes, 2:30, he will meet with the media. He finishes by saying, winning can and often does happen in concert with well-run, quality college programs that work to ensure the success of the student. That's our expectation. We take pride here in doing things right and doing the right thing, and that won't change. This is not an either-or equation. We can and should win in that kind of environment. So there you go. I think this sets forth a pretty crazy couple of weeks and couple of months now. And I think for a lot of people, to be quite frank, this comes with relief. If I can speak in a candid manner, how many times did you bump into someone that had positive things to say about Sean Eichhorst? Just around the state. Not many. And I know some people in the athletic department. Not many. He was hired in bizarre fashion from Harvey Pearlman. And I think the way he managed the Bo Pelini situation was shaky at best, making up phony fake policies that he doesn't comment on coaches during the season, giving him a contract extension only to fire him just a year later, and then seemingly going rogue and not consulting a search firm or anyone else and hiring Mike Riley in just 3 days of a search. Was certainly met with an eyebrow raise. I mean, I think we'd all agree Mike Riley was a little bit of a roll of the dice hire. I mean, you're talking about a career 500 coach who was 61 years old at the time he was hired, coming from the West Coast and a mediocre program in Oregon State. Certainly that was met with an eyebrow raise. You know, and ultimately, Sean Eichhorst's fate was always going to be tied to the success of Mike Riley. And I think this is a window into what the powerful decision makers think about how it's going with Mike Riley. Let's put aside the fact that Darren Erstad and the Nebraska baseball programs had a disappointing end of the season 2 years ago, where they lost to Yale and Holy Cross in the NCAA tournament this year. Certainly Tim Miles in the basketball program has not been going well. I think even some people thought the way that Sean Eichhorst handled that situation wasn't ideal. To let Tim Miles burn in uncertainty all the way up to the end of the season and then release a tweet after losing to Penn State in the Big Ten tournament was met with some frustration. But ultimately, this comes down to what drives the athletic department and the identity of the state, and that's the Nebraska football team. And to start the whole experimental process of going with Riley to go 5-7 in year one, started 7-0 last year, but certainly have hit some rocky times here. And to start 1-2 and lose to a MAC team, I think ultimately sealed his fate. I think this was I didn't think this would happen now. But I think it's pretty crystal clear the fact that you have Sean Eichhorst, who would just assume not be visible and not talk, the fact that he went and met with the media right after the game, losing to Northern Illinois. I said on Monday, I said that's, I think, is a clear window into the heat that Sean Eichhorst is feeling, that he felt like he needed to go try and get in front of this, control the message, try and calm down the fans, because I think he could feel the heat. So, wow. There you go. Sean Eichhorst has been fired. And here's the thing. Let me tell you, I thought things were trending towards this way, but I didn't think it would happen like now. You know, like I think we all felt like that Sean Eichhorst, how many people felt like Sean Eichhorst doing a good job leading the athletic department? I don't think very many people did. I mean, he had the internal study of different things going on. I think the way Paul Myers was handed on his ouster was not good. Wow. So there you have it. 402-951-1620. Again, if you're just joining us, breaking out of Lincoln, Sean Eichhorst has been fired. Chancellor Ronnie Green has released a statement, and he will meet with the media at 2:30. Let's take a break to stay on clock here. You can email me, nick@1620thezone.com. Hit me on Twitter, @NickBaugh. This is pretty monumental stuff here. And I will be surprised if I hear anybody call and be disappointed in this decision, just because I'd imagine you, just like me, I haven't really talked to a lot of people that were big Eichhorst fans and liked how things were being handled in that department. But it felt like a devastating loss on Saturday afternoon, losing to Northern Illinois. Well, we already see one head roll, and typically when the athletic director is let go, that puts everybody else on notice, man. Wow. So Sean Eichhorst out, fired as Nebraska's athletic director. Game time.